Does your computer sound like this? Well, imagine if it sounded like this.
Hello and welcome to the MIDI Music Adventure Show. I am Andrew, joined by my friend Quinn on Team Talk.
Hi there.
Greetings! And today, I think we will play another fun casual-ish game, or two, or maybe a few.
And I reunited him with Maelstrom right before we started.
Yes! If anybody remembers, playing a Asteroids clone called Maelstrom on Mac back in the day, like System 7 or something like that.
There was another good Asteroids clone on classic macOS called Hemorrhoids. We won't go into that right now.
I don't think we need that one. There is a really good current one that someone made freeware. I think it's like Disasteroids 3D or something like that.
Oh wow!
You ever played that one?
I've heard of it, but I've not played it.
That's like really good. Yeah. But so anyway, I think today the first thing we will play is some of these new games that I have acquired, and one of them being Poker Night 2, which is rather humorous. Basically, it's a new Telltale game with a bunch of different video game characters, and you play Texas Hold'em against them, and they chatter a lot, and it's pretty funny. And one of the funny things about this one is, like, you unlock different, like, skins, like, for the chips, the card deck, and the table. And, like, so there's one for Venture Brothers, there's one for Sam and Max, there's one for Borderlands, Army of Darkness, and Portal. And it's like, when you use all three pieces of a set at once, the entire, like, room changes. Like, the whole environment changes, and that'll also change some of the things they talk about, it seems like, which is pretty funny. And also, when people get eliminated and things like that, it'll change, like, some crazy stuff that'll happen when people get eliminated from the tournament. So, it's pretty funny. So, the phones are up, 1-866-558-TBRN. And the messengers are up. And, feel free to send us a message. Join me on my Team Talk server. Give us a call. And we'll play Poker Night. All right, loading. Alright, so let's see. New tournament. Hold'em. You can play Hold'em or Omaha. I like Hold'em better. Let's play with Intro.
Good luck, human.
Alright, we're walking into the alley. There's the side of the inventory. Okay. Whoa. Okay, that's different. So the door, rolled forward and opened enough. Alright. We're walking down into, a basement here. Oh, some guy's walking out. What is that? Pizzas? Huh. Whoa! Somebody just got...
Good game. Let's do it again sometime.
Brock, the Venture Brothers.
Oh, hey, it's you. All right. Come on, I'll lead you in. Name's Samson. Brock Samson.
Okay, then.
Friggin' place is like a maze.
Ah, Mr. Samson. I'd lost track of you for a moment. And you've brought the player! Splendid! On behalf of everyone at the inventory, I cannot begin to express our unbridled elation to see you return for another night of high-stakes poker.
Yeah, speaking of high stakes, things may have gotten stabby over in the mumbly peg room.
Mr. Samson, I once again remind you that the inventory is not your personal abattoir.
Yeah, send the cleaning bill to Venture Industries.
That's what you said the last time. As always, I am Commodore Reginald Van Winslow, retired, and I will be your host for tonight's perilous voyage on the seas of chance.
Thanks, babe.
It's Sam.
Hey, Reggie, these new chairs are great. It's like my keister is being held aloft by the wings of tiny velvet angels.
Let me try, Sam.
I'm afraid there's no room at the table for your plus one, Sam.
That's okay. Max will make his own fun.
Come out with your arms akimbo, Mendoza!
So when do we get this clam bake on the road?
In a few minutes. We're still waiting for...
Hello, future losers!
Remaining contestants.
But seriously, whose HDMI cord do I have to kiss to get a drink around here?
Claptrap from Borderlands. Also, the bartender is Moxie from Borderlands.
Very, Empire meets Silence of the Lambs.
As I was saying, you're
Can we get going? Steve and I have a tea time at Spyglass.
I suppose we should. I'd hoped our final contestant would be here by now. But it appears that we'll be one short tonight.
There's a window. Ah!
That appears to be a problem.
Well,
deal me in.
It's Ash Williams from Army of Darkness.
If you'll all be so kind as to ante up.
The name of the game is Texas Hold'em.
Okay, I got two of spades and a jack of diamonds.
Oh,
not that great.
I call.
Nope. Call?
Ash folded. I guess I'll check. Let's see. King of spades, ten of hearts, jack of... clubs.
Did I remember to put the cat out? Wait, I don't have a cat. Okay, I'll bet.
Well, I got a pair of jacks now. So I'm gonna raise. I'm gonna raise against his bet. Yeah!
Sure, why not?
Well. Aw, oh, come on! If you wanna raise, you gotta do it with pizzazz! Like this!
Oh my.
Now entering the pot, weighing in at 1 metric buttload.
Oh my
Claptrap
god.
Claptrap raise!
He's gonna fold, watch. Oh no, he didn't.
See?
Oh.
I thought he would have fold.
All in.
Whoa!
Really?
Fine, I'm going all in.
Who the what now?
On the first hand.
Oh, nice. Now what the hell? All in.
This is going to be a short game.
I'm out.
Okay.
You freaking kidding me? All right,
things are looking up for Sam. Because he has a pair of kings. Uh-oh. Come on, give me another jack or something. Oh, boy. Oh, two pair. Well, Sam
Son
wins.
Of a bitch!
The well, that was quick.
Two pair. Rock Samson has a pair of sixes. Sam has two pair. Sam wins with the higher pairs.
Well, the next time you play, you might want to have better cards.
The player has busted out and must leave the table before everyone starts laughing. Don't worry, it's only money. Oh, that's right, you humans need money, don't you?
Okay, well, let's try again.
I've been keeping your seat warm while you've been away. As always, the tournament buy-in is $20,000.
Are you ready to lose? You should be.
A three and a four?
Yeah, I'll call.
I'm folding.
He doesn't seem too happy about calling.
I know.
I call.
Check.
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 Think.
Also, what's pretty funny is the,
bet.
If you listen to, like, some of the music remixes...
Let's raise.
...that play in the background are pretty funny.
Mm-hmm. I'll fold.
Rock steals the pot.
I could do this all night.
Two of hearts and jack of hearts.
This deck's gone colder than Max's beady little shark eyes.
Yeah. I want to fold too. Skip to next hand.
Ash grabs the pot.
Okay, jack and a five. These cards are terrible. But I'm gonna call.
What are you? Some sort of helper robot?
Oh, the CL4PTP is so much more than a mere helper. We're companions, guides, teachers, comrades in arms.
Forget I asked.
I can do that too, see? Whoa! Accidentally erased my bar mitzvah there. Benzina!
Wow. Really thought you'd fold there.
Ugh. Terrible cards.
Okay, I'll bet.
But I'm gonna call anyway. I know, actually. Oh, let me see.
That's a tough decision, all right.
I'm gonna go all in.
Ah, hell. Ooh.
Great day in the morning.
I buy a lot of Bowie knives. Ah, damn it, all in.
Ugh. I was hoping they'd all fold.
Yeah.
Ash folded. Oh, great. Well, well, I'm going to lose again.
Gosh.
Booyah! Oh, yeah.
Mr. Samson has two pair. The player has a pair of sixes. Rock wins the hand.
No shame in losing to a superior opponent, Spanky.
The player has been eliminated due to lack of funds and intelligence.
Next time, try to let a guy get a word in edgewise, okay?
Let's see. Let's change the venue to the Borderlands venue.
Ah.
And then we'll start another game.
If you'll all take your seats, we can get started. Tonight's tournaments have a $20,000 buy-in.
Let's make this quick. I have experiments to supervise.
Oh,
Right. And we all know what happens when Gladys is allowed to supervise experiments.
I know. Oh, this is funny. So also when you pick up like a full skin, I'm going to just call it for the game. Like right now, Claptrap has a different outfit and a top hat and a mustache.
Oh, God.
It's hilarious. And you can see like all the music's changed.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty neat. Oh, I'll check. Let's see, Queen 7-2, all different suits. With my 6 and 8. Well, 6, 7, and 8. Maybe I can get a straight. Let's bet.
Oh!
A fool and his money are soon parted. Fool me twice, well, we won't get fooled again.
Yeah, that's a good defense.
Raise.
I'll be right back.
Okay, then.
Call. 5.
All in.
Who the what now?
If I wore shoes, I would not want to be in yours right now.
Well, I'm going all in and hoping for a straight.
Damn.
Impressive.
Probably gonna lose. Again. Yep.
Ah.
82% chance Sam wins. 18% chance I win. Yeah, there we go. I lose.
Alrighty.
The player has a pair of two.
I'm terrible
Sam
at poker.
Sam has two pair. Sam wins the hand.
Damn it.
Come to Papa, little chips.
Don't anthropomorphize the money, Max. I mean, Sam.
The player has been eliminated.
Again.
Too bad, Junior. Next time, try not to, suck.
All right, I'm going to just have to check raise them to hell.
Game for
this
another
is getting
tournament?
Stupid.
Excellent. The buy-in, please.
Yeah, I'm in.
Oh.
Yeah. Let's raise.
King of Spades, 3 of Hearts. What
you
quality
know what
cards.
Would really show me who's boss? Calling. Or folding. Or maybe slapping yourself in the face. That'd probably work.
Not
there.
This time.
I slapped myself and folded.
Nope.
Nah.
Sam makes off with the blinds.
That was easy. Too easy.
Ugh. I'm gonna fold again.
I'll call.
Raise.
Oh.
So what kind of heat you carry in the freelance police?
Whatever we can get our hands on. Fire extinguishers, stale loaves of bread, irreplaceable ancient relics of unimaginable power, that sort of thing.
Don't forget whimsy!
But most of the time, we just rely on old Betsy here.
I am back.
You ever think of packing a blade?
Well, I tried using an axe once, but people started calling me Sam Axe, which really confused the heck out of Max.
Stupid homonyms.
Sam. Might as well call
Bruce
yourself
Campbell
ABN.
Was seriously displeased.
Brock steals the blinds.
I trust you've seen Burn Notice before.
I actually have not.
Oh, Sam Axe is a character in Burn Notice. Played by Bruce Campbell.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, too bad they couldn't get him to do his character in this, but...
True.
The guy that does Ash's voice is not bad, though.
That was a nice cross-reference.
Yeah. Let's see, 8 of Diamonds, Queen of Clubs.
I take it you're referring to the character from Army of Darkness.
Yes.
Call.
Checko.
Four clubs, ace of spades, queen of hearts. I got a pair of queens going.
If this doesn't drive you out of the hand, I'm going to have to drag out Max's baby pictures.
Oh! I'm going to re-raise. Screw him.
And here I thought we were playing a friendly game of high-stakes poker.
Nope.
He's got to be bluffing, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Are you bluffing about
Pandora,
bluffing?
You can get guns and vending machines?
Guns, ammo, medkits. You name it, we vend it. Heh, let's go all in.
Whoa.
Impressive. Ah, what the hell. Guess I'll call.
Oh, my God.
The doctor will see you now. Oh, wait.
Oh, God.
Doctor.
Well, I guess I have to call now. My pair of queens better do me justice.
I see I'm not the only one who can get goaded into a horrible decision.
come on.
All in.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, of course. Someone's got a pair of aces. There's two people have pairs
Looks
of aces.
Like just bought himself a
well, I lose
bag.
Again.
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ. This is ridiculous. Give me an eight, then I'll have two pair. Fuck.
Damn.
Claptrap has a pair of aces. The player has a pair of queens. Ash has a pair of queens. Sam has a pair of aces.
God.
In the side pot, Sam wins.
That was a hell of a
hand.
In
the main pot, Sam wins with a nine kicker.
You didn't stand a chance once I decided to win.
That's almost statistically impossible for it to be quite that bad.
Chips. Oh, well. It's only money. Your money. $20,000 of it.
my student loan straight down the
Perhaps
drain.
Perhaps you can try again later. After you've upgraded your brain.
Oh my God. This is just not going well. Usually I don't do this horrible, I swear. I've been winning. My balance was up 240,000 when I started this. Before I started the show.
Oops.
Now it's down to 120.
My goodness.
Alright. Alright, I'm gonna just...
Sure, why not?
I'm not gonna play anything on... until they give me, like, a pair of aces, I'm gonna keep folding. I've had enough of this.
I call.
Check.
Besides, the whole point of this is to listen to them talk anyway.
Yeah.
But I do need to eliminate them for funny things to happen. Are the levels okay?
No complaints right now.
I'll raise.
I think I can dig a few quarters out of the sofa to call that. Yeah, I'll bet.
I'm all fucking in.
Jesus.
Great day in the morning.
Fold.
Brock steals the pot.
But for the record, that was a bluff. I call.
Auto fold activated.
Call.
Hold on, I gotta finish my tweet.
You're tweeting the tournament.
Tweeting, live blogging, thought spamming, hashtag claptrap kicks butt in the his out.
Isn't it kind of hard to play poker and twerp at the same time?
I think you're seriously overestimating the quality of my tweets.
I got a pair of kings again.
Uh-uh.
I'll fold.
All right, it's between me and Sam now.
Betting.
Call.
I wonder what'll happen if I throw in a few chips, like so.
Let's see. I'll call, I guess.
The player has a pair of kings. Sam has a pair of aces.
Oh my god.
Never bet against a freelance policeman. Oh,
this is pointless. This is just ridiculous. Oh, a pair of twos. Hooray for me. I'm not playing that shit.
I've got a bad feeling about this.
I call.
I'm all in. Screw it. Who cares?
Whoa, damn.
Oh, fuzz nuggets.
Let's see if I can steal the blinds.
Wendy and I could repair the Oldsmobile with that money. Nope.
It appears that my cunning plan has taken a wrong turn at Albuquerque. Take it.
All right.
The player steals the blinds.
Good.
Yeah, I'll call.
Hey, I just had a great idea. When this is over, the four of us should, like, grab a beer and armor up, maybe take a freighter to Pandora, and, like, totally go on some missions together.
I don't know.
All in.
I can't even work up the enthusiasm to dismiss these cards with an overwrought simile.
I'm out.
Did he say something?
I'm out.
Sorry. Silly joke.
Mr. Williams takes the blinds.
Like taking candy from a baby.
He scoops his chips in with his shotgun.
That's the way to do it.
Ah, come on. It'll be great. With my brains and your collective capacity for mindless destruction, we'll find the fault in no time.
Okay, but only if I can bring Max. He really puts the ahem in mayhem.
And the viscera in eviscerations.
Very nice.
Of course. The more minions, the merrier.
I got a queen and eight of clubs.
6 or 7 hours, tops.
I guess I'll try playing this round. Of course,
Mandalorian hours are 8 times as long as Earth hours, but...
What?
Nothing. Rock. You know, this whole thing falls apart without a tank.
What the hell? I haven't been to another planet in weeks.
All right. Steve and I will be waiting outside after the tournament with your release forms, your level 1 gear, and your inoculation shots.
All in.
Big mistake, Junior.
I'm gonna go all in again. I have a good feeling about it this time. Yeah. It's gonna be different than the 4 other times in a row that I've went all in and lost.
It does seem like everybody's having bad luck, doesn't it?
Now, Sun Tzu says that you should always retreat to higher ground when your enemies are fighting each other. Or maybe that was Shaft.
But what does Sun Tzu know about anything anyway?
Okay. I have a straight, I think. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Ooh.
Son of a...
The player has a straight, and Ash has a pair of sevens. The player wins the hand.
Finally!
Nice hand. Almost as nice as this one.
His fake hand.
For players of your obvious skill. Let's bump them up to 600 and 1200.
Let me just see something here. Oops. Bear with me for a second. Let's go to this. There we go. Whoops. Well, I'm just trying to adjust the levels. I'm not quite happy with them.
Your voice is pretty well balanced with them.
There we go. That ought to be better. Okay, let's see. I got a king of spades and a jack of hearts. I guess I'll play this hand.
Not this time.
Autofold activated!
Autofold.
I'll check.
All right, I made a pair of kings. And
I'll check.
They got a, let's see, six of clubs, eight of clubs. That's not helpful at all, but I'll check. Seven of spades. Equally useless. Unless somebody else isn't going to have a straight again. Probably. My luck. But I'll bet.
I think I'll call.
Oh my god. Somebody probably has a straight. Six, seven, eight, and nine are on the table cards. But
the
I got a pair of kings.
A pair of kings. Ashley has two pair. Sam has a pair of sevens. On the side pot, the player wins. And on the main pot, Ash wins.
All right, well, could have been worse.
Could one of you guys drop out? Crowds make me nervous.
Two and a five. I'm folding.
I'm going to see that and raise it just a little bit. What do you think about that?
Call.
Wait a minute. This is getting complicated. Ah, what the hell? Guess I'll call.
Call.
Oh. And I would have had three of a kind with a five. Ah, well.
Check.
Better off.
That's a check.
I'll bet somebody will have something better. Let's see. Seven came out.
I bet.
By a lot of Bowie knives. But you want this pot? Go ahead. Take it from me.
Ah, hell.
Damn, Gene. Look at all that cheddar.
Brock just went all
and
in.
And I'm out.
I call.
Oh, Sam's calling his bluff. Oh, a pair of eights. And an ace high. And a pair of kings.
Oh, come on.
So I would have, I think, I guess, well, let's see what the next card is. A four. Oh, I would have won with my three of a kind,
Brock,
I guess.
Has two pair. Mr. Williams has two pair. Sam has two pair. On the side pot, Sam wins with the higher pairs.
Hey, I won! Neat!
And on the main pot, Sam takes the pot. Brock Samson has been eliminated.
This is a joke, right?
I'm not very good at jokes. But here's one. What's yellow and black and red all over?
What?
Brock Samson if he doesn't leave this table.
Yep.
Ah, good one.
Ash has been eliminated from the tournament.
Ouch. Wendy is gonna kill me. Well, not literally. At least I hope not. I don't really have a good track record on that front.
Now it's just Claptrap and Sam left.
You're more emotional than most of the robots I've met.
I got a pair of fours.
All CL4P TP general purpose robots are equipped with 8th generation emotive resonators, allowing them to mimic a panoply of human emotions, ranging from sarcastic sympathy to wildly unbridled enthusiasm.
Sarcastic sympathy.
So you don't actually feel emotions, you just fake them?
There's a difference?
Let me get back to you on that.
Yup.
Let's see. Jack of diamonds, three of clubs, six of diamonds. Not very helpful with my pair of fours.
Check, please!
I haven't seen so many weak-kneed checks since Max won the Eastern Bloc Karaoke Finals.
Alles klar, der Kommissar?
Oh, another jack came out, so I got two pair with my jack and with the jacks and my fours. I'm gonna bet 6,500.
My sensors have detected a tear in your left tricep from pushing all those chips. In the future, I recommend lifting from the legs.
Okay, Claptrap, keep it cool. Don't stare at the money, or it'll think you're a creep. I fold!
Nope.
Ah, they both folded.
The player takes the pot.
Well, whatever. Works for me. 10 and a 4. I think I'll fold.
I call.
Check.
Jackaroonie!
I think I'll bet. Have you been merchandised yet, Claptrap?
Have I been merchandised? Bubba! My image is plastered on so much crap that even I'm getting sick of it. Coffee mugs, t-shirts, feminine hygiene products, and that's not even counting the 43 different action figures.
Sam takes the pot.
You know, if you keep indulging my transparent dishonesty, I'm gonna have to run for Congress.
Yup.
Anywho, action figures?
Oh, yeah. You want one?
Yeah. Well, not for me, of course. It's for my friend, Max.
Don't go dragging me into your arrested adolescence.
Tell you what, meet me behind the inventory after the tournament, and I'll set your friend up with a rare mint-condition worm-dancing Claptrap.
Yes! I mean, I'm sure Max will be very happy. Okay, I'll bet. Hey.
Raise.
I thought we were friends.
Nope.
Playing computer poker by itself, Sam. It doesn't have friends.
I think you should know that the Claptrap robot is designed to be completely immune to outrageous bluffing.
Oh, my God.
I'm going all in.
Oh, my God.
Great day in the morning.
This is hilarious.
My fault.
He's all in. I'm going to call. Oh, great.
Dude.
Well, I think, I think I win.
Yes!
Mr. Trap has two pair, and our silent friend has two pair. The player wins with the higher pairs. Claptrap has run out of chips and will be removed from the table by his best friend.
Steve?
Hey-o. Uh-oh.
Go ahead, old friend. Do what you gotta do.
Hey-o. He's got a bazooka. Steve! Hey-o.
I enjoy these little games. I enjoy them even more when they're bigger. The blinds are now 800 and 1600.
Hey, look, we're the only players left. Darwin's probably spinning in his grave. Call?
Let's see. 8 of clubs, jack of clubs. I guess I'll check. Ugh. Garbage. Check.
Nothing like the thrill of high-stakes poker. Check.
Oh, my God. Claptrap is hanging from the ceiling. He fell down. He was hanging from the ceiling. I guess I'll check. Let's see. 6-9, queen, ace. Ugh. Not gonna help me.
Betting.
Betting? I'm gonna just bet a lot more. Maybe he'll fold.
I can't figure out whether your re-raise indicates a lack of poker skill or a lack of manners. To be fair, it could easily be both.
Yeah!
I call.
Oh, shit. Oh, boy, oh, boy. I'm gonna go all in. hope he folds.
Ah, fuzz nuggets. In for a penny, in for a kilogram.
Shit.
The player has
a kilogram?
Ace.
What's
high.
That? I'm American.
Sam has.
Well,
a pair
I lose.
Of aces. Sam wins.
Ooh. Once again. Once again, Sam wins. Five times in a row. Oh, wait, what the hell? It's not over, though. I don't get it. I was all in. If I was all in and he won, doesn't that mean that it's over and I lose? How come I have money again? This is something I don't understand.
This is not blackjack, so you didn't split a hand or something weird like that.
I don't know. I mean, there's like this side pot business that it happens, but I don't know. Well, 8 and 10 of clubs. I guess I'll call.
I love these little moments of quiet before the crying starts, don't you?
All in!
Well, dang. I call.
Well. So I only have enough money to go all in. Well, I have higher cards than he has. Hopefully something happens with them. Oh boy.
Oh no.
Yes!
Sam has a pair of sevens and you a flush.
Yes!
The player wins the hand.
Nice.
Well done.
Well done.
Now we'll see how you
well
do
done.
When I'm not stacking.
A flush, baby.
Table.
It was secretly a ruse all along. Like Claptrap says. It was secretly a ruse all along. I do know what I'm doing. Check. I have a 2 and a 6. This isn't going to end well.
Plausible deniability.
Yeah. 5, queen and queen. 2 and 6. Ugh.
No sense rocking the boat now.
Check. Hey! I got a pair of twos now, and the queens. That gives me 2 pair. I guess I'll check.
I'll bet.
I will call a 5. That makes this completely pointless. I guess I'll check.
I'm bad.
I fold.
Sam takes the pot.
2 and a 5 again? I fold.
Sam makes off with the blinds.
I know this little winning streak is just random luck, but...
In your face, suckers!
What he said.
Oh, my God. A 3 and an 8 of diamonds. Well, I guess since I anteed in, I'll check. I got a pair of 8s now. Hooray.
Bet, bet, bet!
Oh, hush. Check.
Check.
That's why I'm happy to be king of the creatures.
What?
I'll bet.
Well, I'll fold.
Sam takes the pot.
Never bet against a freelance policeman on the edge of his seat.
I've taken the liberty of moving the blinds to 1,000 and 2,000.
Ace and an 8. To play it or not to play. I guess I'll play.
I call that a puny pile of chips. Have some more.
Okay, I fold.
Sam makes off with the blinds.
See, the problem with this is he has enough money to just force me to go all in every time.
We've gone several hands without a showdown. Either you've suddenly become better...
I have $12,000. He has $85,000.
...or serotonin uptake inhibitors into the ventilation system.
What? 7 and a 9. Why?
What's a dazzling urbanite like yourself doing in a dive like this anyway?
You mean besides hemorrhaging money like a teenager with a gold card?
The player has been invited by the owner to add spice to tonight's game.
That probably explains the overwhelming smell of oregano.
Sam makes off with the blinds.
Ever bet against a freelance policeman on the edge of his seat?
A king and a four. Fold.
Sam,
I'm going to fold into bankruptcy at this point.
Mm.
Just chipping away. Oh, $2,000 gone. Now a queen and an eight. Hooray for me.
I call.
He just made a face like he hated the cards he got. I'm going to raise.
Is that a big bet?
No, because I don't have any money.
I want to see what happens when these cards get together with their royal buddies.
Okay. Check.
Yeah. I think I'll bet.
Wow. I guess I'm going to go all in. Screw it.
Yow. Tough call.
He's got a 6 and a 10. I got a pair of queens. All right. He's got a...
Zero probability is still a probability, right?
All right. 100% chance, it says, for me to win.
The player has two pair.
Yeah.
Sam has a pair of jacks. The player wins.
That's right. All right. Took a chunk of his change. Queen and a 9. Both of clubs, I guess I'll play.
Check.
I just want this round to end so we can start another one.
Right. Don't mind me. I'm just reeling
got
in
another
like
pair
a marlin.
Of queens now.
Big stupid marlin.
Hey! Poker face there, Sam. Oh, yeah.
Oh my god, he looks ridiculous. He's making a ridiculous face. I'm gonna call.
Check.
I got two pair now. No checking this round. I'm betting 5,000.
Is that a big bet?
No.
I kinda lost track. Call? I'll bet.
All in.
All in.
Oh. He's got an 8
Sam
and a 2.
Has a pair of 2s, and the player has 2 pair. Player wins. The blinds have been increased to 2, 6, 4, and 4, C, 8.
He was all. See, this again. He was all in. What just happened? I won, I thought.
Out before I deal the next hand.
Why isn't it over? What the hell was happening? What the fuck? How does he have $54,000 and I only have 40? If we went all in.
Realize cards had jibs.
This doesn't make any sense, this game, sometimes. Like, do I just not understand the all-in rules of Texas Hold'em?
Yeah, it's confusing me, too.
Because... to me, if I say I'm all in and I pushed all of the chips I have into the pot, that means that it's over if I don't win the hand. Or does it, is that not what it means?
I think that's what it means.
Apparently not in this game. Because he just went all in and I won, and he still has more money than I do.
Huh.
I think they're cheating. That's what I think. And I'm not playing... Actually, screw it. I'm checking my pair of twos that I have now. And then I'm going to fold.
Are you sure about that?
Yep.
Sam takes the pot.
Hey, I won. Neat.
I hate you, Sam. You won't go away. Fold.
Sam makes off with the blinds.
Winning streaks are like dating a beautiful woman. Enjoy them while you can, because it's only a matter of time before they dump you for being weird and clingy.
That's going to be a very exciting...
You remind me of someone.
A very exciting
Everyone
fold
reminds
about to happen.
You of someone, Sam.
Sam makes off with the blinds.
So this is the problem. I have to keep folding because I keep getting horrible cards.
So like I was saying, that's it. You remind me of everyone. And no one. Weird.
Fold.
Sam makes off with the blinds.
Well, the next time you play, you might want to have better cards.
An ace and a three.
Normally, I wouldn't raise, but you're giving off a
really
high-pitched, panicky vibe that only dogs can hear.
I'm going all in. Never mind. Apparently, I called.
Oh, did you misclick?
Apparently.
Great day in the morning.
Oh,
fold.
Sam, think of all the hamdingers we could buy with that.
Shh, I'm thinking. I fold.
Right.
The player takes the pot. Did you hear that? That was the sound of a counter incrementing deep within my processing core, informing me that it's time to raise the blinds again. I'll adjust its frequency so you can hear it too. I don't know why it sounds like a cow either. Regardless, the blinds are now 1400 and 2800.
Checo-rema.
All right, I made a pair of queens.
Check.
I'm betting.
Interesting. No, wait. What's the opposite of that? I fold.
That's right.
The player takes the pot.
Aha! A king and a queen.
I think I'll call.
Maybe something good will come out of this. I'm going to check. Oh my gosh. A jack and an ace. I'm going to check. No, I'm going to bet 12,000.
Fold.
That's right.
The player takes.
You're
going
to keep folding. Just like I did. Aha! King and a queen now. Yes! Luck is on my side. God's on my side, not your side, Sam and Max.
I'll check.
Pair of tens.
I'll check.
I'm gonna bet.
Not bad. Not really good, but not bad. I call.
Huh.
Checo.
Whole lot of nothing on the table. Oh. There's three of a kind on the table. Three tens. So, unless he has the other ten, or an eight or a five to get a full house, my king and queen should kick me for the three of a kind if that's all he has. So I'm gonna call.
Well, that was a clever move that won't come back to bite you in your ample posterior.
Hey, well, that's a good sign, isn't it? And he's got a nine
Sam
and a two.
Three of a kind, and our silent friend.
I think I win.
Three of a kind. The player wins with the king.
There
kicker.
You go.
I yeah,
think
baby.
Even Harry Mulman would have messed up that hand.
All right. Who's got the more money now,
sure,
Sam?
Exciting, isn't it?
Three and a seven. I'm not
glad you agree.
That.
Sam makes off with the blinds.
All right. Jack and a three. I'm folding.
Sam makes off with the blinds.
Hey, I won again. I wonder what that means.
It means you're on a roll, baby. Bet everything!
The blinds are now 1,600 and 3,200.
Oh, my God. This is the highest I've ever seen the blinds in this game. I have to say. This was like the longest knockdown drag out. card brawl I've seen in this game. I got an ace and a five. I guess I'll check. All right, I made a pair of aces. That's a pretty good sign. Let's bet 7,000.
Call?
This is all making me realize how long it's been since I actually sat down and played poker. I must have been in middle school.
I'm gonna bet again.
Is that a big bet? I've kind of lost track.
Compared to yours, the game. Money it is.
Nope.
Yeah.
The player takes the pot.
That's right. Jack and a three. I'm feeling lucky, punk. Yeah, that's right.
Well, I feel better that I didn't make a Dirty Harry reference earlier in the day. All of a sudden,
he's all in. I'm not gonna have it.
Sam makes off with the blinds.
Well, the next time you play, you might want to have better cards.
I'm not gonna risk the one-sided, like, money chips that I have right now.
You haven't flipped over any cards for several hands now. Are the cards getting too heavy to lift?
A three and a four! Oh my god!
I didn't really look at my cards, but I'm calling anyway.
I'll check, because I already paid in. Two! A two! A two, a three, and a four now! Hey, this could be the lowest straight ever.
What to do?
Maybe I'll get an ace for one, two, three, four, five.
Fudge. All in.
He's all in? Then take it. I'm not going with a three and a four.
Winning streaks are like dating a beautiful woman. Enjoy them while you can, because it's only a matter of time before they dump you for being weird and clingy.
Five and an eight. Ugh.
Sam makes off with the blinds.
Ugh. Five and an ace.
I project a 0.05% chance that this tournament will end in bloodshed. Luckily, I don't have any blood.
Not bad. Not really good, but not bad.
Oh, Sam! Think of all the ham dingers we could buy with that!
Shh, I'm thinking. Hope this cliff has a parachute.
Okay, he's all in. He's got a nine and a two.
You know what they say? When fate closes a door, luck opens a window. And karma deactivates the alarm system.
Wah, wah.
Ah, I got two pair. I got an ace, aces and fives. Okay.
Asterisks.
Yeah.
The player has two pair. Sam has ace high. The player wins.
Yay.
The player has completed their special mission to win a Borderlands-themed tournament.
Yay.
Earning a great deal of... what's the word? Ah, yes. Experience points.
One experience point. Let's switch it up to, how about the, Army of Darkness table?
Oh, what did you just say? Sorry, I was actually had my headset down.
I said, I won. And, we'll switch it up to the Army of Darkness table.
Tonight's tournaments have a $20,000 buy-in.
The name of the game is Texas Hold'em.
She She sounds very authoritative, doesn't she?
I'll race.
I fold.
Fold.
I call.
Nah.
Try not to freak out. I'm just tossing out a few of my extra chips.
Roll. I'll check that. Check.
Mr. Samson has a pair of twos. And Mr. Williams has a pair of twos. Ash wins with a queen kicker.
Come to daddy.
With a what?
A queen kicker. It means he had a queen as a higher card than... I got a pair of eights.
Sam!
You got another dog question, don't you?
Seriously, can you blame me? How often does a guy get a chance to chat up a talking dog? It's like interviewing a unicorn.
Fine. Three questions, but nothing about my privates or floor scooting.
Okay. One, can you eat chocolate? Two, do you date humans or other talking dogs? And three, can you sense earthquakes before they happen?
One, yes, but I shouldn't, because it goes straight to my hips. Two, don't tell anyone, but I'm kind of off the market right now. And three, dogs don't detect quakes, but sometimes we cause them.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I definitely made the right decision.
Old.
Damn, G! Look at all that cheddar! Not this time!
Nuh-uh.
Yeah!
The player steals the blinds.
A 7 and a 10. Ugh. Old.
You probably think that was a big bet. You're wrong.
Ooh. Autofold activated.
Yo, Shiba, you think you can get me some better cards next time?
I would, but you didn't say the magic word. So now I will be obliged to continue dealing you junk.
Unfold.
Brock steals the blinds.
I could do this all night. Call.
Maybe next time.
I think I'll call.
Whoa.
Check.
I guess I'll check.
Check.
I could bet. Oh, here's an idea. Why don't we put some actual money in this pot?
Whatever happened to that nice Sheila lady you rescued from the Deadites back in the 14th century?
Oh, my God.
No idea. I tried to find out once or twice, but ancient history is not exactly my strong suit.
Perhaps I can help. Scanning. Sheila, the very pregnant daughter of Euford, married Sir Theodore in 1300.
Pregnant? Hey, man, we only did it once. Twice tops.
One son, 8 grandchildren, killed by the Black Plague in 1347, along with all but one of her heirs.
Aw, damn.
Direct descendants emigrate to Poland in the 15th century.
Hey, fellow Pole. Gratulucci.
Remaining family escapes Nazis in mid-20th century, eventually settling in a Swedish enclave in Nebraska.
a Swedish enclave in
By
Nebraska.
By the 1960s, the sole surviving ancestor of Theodore and Sheila, Bonnie Jablonski, briefly marries a local traveling salesman, giving birth to two male sons, including Brock Fitzgerald Sampson.
Awesome.
What?
Hey, welcome to the family.
He's gotta be bluff.
That was brilliant.
Oh my god.
Nope.
Sam takes
that
the
pot. That is hilarious.
That was easy. Too easy.
I call.
You're killing me here, GLaDOS.
If I were actually killing you, there would be a lot more screaming and irony.
I call.
Hold.
Check.
Claptrap wins with the high straight. The blinds are now 600 and 1200.
Jeez, what's it gonna take to knock one of you losers out?
I call.
I call.
I call.
Think, think, think.
Yeah.
Five.
Five what?
Fingers. You got five of them. I only have four.
Yeah, I've been trying not to stare.
What's it like having five?
It is what it is. The pinky comes in really handy when you're choking someone out.
Oh, Max it like that.
So, what's it like with four?
Can't complain. Between the fingers and toes, I'm practically built for the computer age.
Claptrap steals the blinds.
Wow! Looks like I'm stuck in a loop! A sexy winning loop!
Anywho...
We're hexadecimal, baby!
I guess you could say for us, the computer age has been a regular digital revolution.
Yeah!
What the hell?
Don't do that.
What the hell?
All the heck in.
Oh.
Really?
I fold.
Thanks for another crappy hand, lady.
You're welcome. It's nice to be appreciated.
Okay, Claptrap, keep it cool. Don't stare at the money, or it'll think you're a creep. Call. Oh.
Ooh, doggy, that's a lot of simoleons. I call.
Check?
Check.
I'm gonna check.
You know, in all the excitement, I've kind of lost track of this hand, so I'm just gonna go all in.
Whoa.
No.
With what now? Nah.
Oh, Ash has a pair of kings, I think. Oh, they both have a pair of kings.
Headshot.
Oh, I think Ash is gonna lose. Ugh.
Ah!
Ash has a flush. Sam has a flush. Sam wins with a high flush.
The next time you play, you might want to have better cards.
You've got to be kidding me.
Ace and a king. I guess I'll play this time.
Hey, I don't want to seem unfriendly, but I just met you assholes. So why do you seem to know everything about me?
What? You don't know? There have been movies, video games, action figures.
The director's cut rocks.
Max has all your action figures.
Even the ultra-rare Naked Ash variant. That's yowza!
Wait a minute, someone's merchandising me? Why haven't I seen any of this?
Maybe you should see a lawyer. Pronto.
All in.
Great day in the morning.
Big mistake, Junior.
Fold.
That's right.
The player takes the pot.
That was a sizable pot. It was like a good,
I'll like raise that.
20,000.
Auto-fold activated!
Think. Yeah, I'm in.
Nope.
I'll play.
All in.
Who the what now?
All in.
Oh. It's only $4,000. I'll call.
Crap!
This is not looking good for anyone.
Oh, God.
A queen, I have a pair!
Come on, baby.
They don't have anything, unless they get a straight. Ah!
You freaking yes! Kidding me?
Rock Samson has a pair of nines. The player has a pair of queens. And Ash has queen high. The player wins the hand. Rock Samson has been eliminated from the tournament.
Yes!
And possibly this plane of existence.
Keanu Barbera Nimoy!
Oh, God.
Oh, my God, it's the Necronomicons flying around the room!
Oh, come on. Hold on, Brock. I'll get some white out.
Well, he's gone.
Ashley Williams has been eliminated.
I knew I shouldn't have trusted that gypsy charm.
I call.
Really ticks me off when some jackpot tries to blow my circuitry with some lame old stunt he saw in a Star Trek rerun.
What, like everything I say is a lie?
Yeah, like that. What, do they think I'll just lock up because of some teeny tiny logical paradox?
It is rather insulting. I learned how to avoid paradox traps while I was still in beta.
So what if everything Sam says is a lie? That doesn't mean that he's lying about that, right? Because then he'd be telling the truth. And, no.
He turned off. Oh, my
well,
God.
Well, that was a shining moment in the history of robot kind.
And I'm back!
Let's see, I got a pair of eights and a pair of fours on the table. I'm gonna bet.
Are you sure a bet of that magnitude is wise for someone in your delicate financial bracket?
No.
Think. I'm calling and I don't know why.
Don't be scared by the chips. Don't be scared by the chips.
Be scared by the chips. Be scared by the chips.
I'm fold.
That's right. Uh-oh.
Ack!
Fat Trap has an ace high. I got two pair. So it's looking good today. Oh my God, he just fell off the table. I think I win again.
Yeah! Kill it with fire!
The little robot has a pair of fours. The player has two pair. The player wins. The robot from Pandora is out of chips.
Beaten by humans? Man, I'm gonna catch hell from the other robots at the next Kill the Humans meeting. Wait, forget I said that last part.
The blinds have been increased to 800 and 1600.
Ah. So, Sam, we meet again, you filthy mountebank. And I have a 3 and a 2. Fold.
Sam makes off with the blinds.
Come to Papa, little chips.
Don't anthropomorphize the money, Max. I mean, Sam.
Oh, great. How am I going to make small talk with a mute? Call.
9 of clubs, jack of clubs. Check. Ugh. Checking against nothing.
Hey, Max, what do you think I should do?
Lose 30 pounds and move out of your parents' house?
About the hand, chucklehead.
Oh, check.
Ugh. There's a whole lot of nothing.
All in.
All in? I fold.
Sam takes the pot.
I know this little winning streak is just random luck, but...
In your face, suckers!
What he said? raise.
Fold.
Sam makes off with the blinds.
Right.
Do you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking that I should put the two of you in a cryogenic unit so that I can replay this tournament over and over at my leisure. But that would be wrong.
Check.
I bet.
You bet? I bet. More than all the money you have. How do you like that?
Okay, I'll just stuff that into the bad idea file. Along with Max's Kickstarter.
It would have worked if I knew what a Kickstarter was.
The player takes the pot.
All right. I'm trying to just muscle him out of the game. Oh.
Interesting. Praise. No, wait. What's the opposite of that? I'll call.
All right, I've made a pair of tens.
Not bad. Not really good, but not bad. I call.
All right.
Checkorama.
No checks here.
Call.
Right,
I'll
I got two pair. I'm going to bet on it. I'm going to bet 8,000, which is all of his money.
Is that a big bet? I've kind of lost track. Just remember, it's only a game. Be gentle.
Sam has two pair, and you have two pair. We have a tie. And the pot is split. At the turn, the blinds will now be 1,000 and 2,000.
All right, I got a pair of nines. Okay.
Sure is exciting, isn't it?
Call.
Glad you agree.
Aha, two aces. I got a pair of aces and nines now. I'm a bet.
Fudge. All in.
Call. Oh, he's got three of a
kind.
Well,
that's good, right? For me, I mean.
Damn it. Come on, give me a 9. A 4, that's not a 9.
Nice.
Come on. Oh.
Yay!
The player has two pair. Sam has a full house. Sam takes the pot.
Hey, I won! Neat!
Damn.
What to do? What to do? What to do? Raise. Good for you. All right. Time to separate the cottons from the lacy unmentionables.
Well, that was a clever move that won't come back to bite you in your ample posterior.
Oh, yeah.
How does he keep getting... Oh, well. Wow.
No, I mean, yes.
Sam has a full house.
Again.
And the player has a pair of sevens. Sam wins the hand.
Jesus Christ.
More chips for me? I don't know what to say.
I've had enough of this. Okay, let's do something else. Let's see. Let's see. Another interesting game I got that's kind of funny is, let's see. It's called God Mode. It's kind of interesting. Let's try that one out. It's kind of like a hordes after hordes of enemies, and kind of a game, which is pretty fun. Of course, it has to install DirectX, which like makes a lot of sense.
Like everything on Steam, they just have a standard what is that file format? DSF or whatever it is, and everybody just crams it in there, so you don't get a DLL missing error when the game starts up.
Except that the DirectX installer never completes, and you have to kill it.
I've only seen that happen once or twice, and it was usually on a fresh installation of Windows Vista.
Huh.
Ah, hello. Welcome to Hades. That's hell in a toga. I'm your spirit guide, and I'm here to help your worthless corpse navigate the underworld. So listen to me, and you might just survive.
Let's look at the controls here. Okay, left mouse button. Okay. So there's different levels: the fire layer, the fortress, Hades moon, Ascension, Basilisk Pit. What do you think we should try?
Basilisk Pit, if for no other reason than it has basilisk in it.
Let's see. Guess I'm ready. See, and the idea, I guess, is that, you start off as, I'm like a zombie with a machine gun. Oh. And I guess, you get experience and, you level up and hopefully you get, better characters, I guess. But you also get, new weapons and stuff.
Honestly, I don't even know where to begin with you. When your appendix started to hurt, you thought... I don't have medical insurance. I can't afford to go to hospital. So instead, you attempted home surgery. with a bread knife, a vacuum cleaner, and a sewing kit. Needless to say, the operation was a total failure.
Yeah, it would be.
I guess here we go. I see there's like this portal ahead of me.
Dice.
Random weapon change every few seconds. Great, just what I need. And I just shot an exploding barrel. That hurt. Whoa. Whoa, there's big guys with big axes. Shooting them in the face. Oh, it changed to my shield. Oh yeah, take that. Oh my god, I'm getting murdered. I got 18 health. 13 health, I got some armor. I got some kind of pretty decent looking weapon here. I'm like in slow motion. I don't know what's going on. Whoa, I got a good weapon now, whatever this thing is.
You know, if I skewed you, and I'm dead. Make a nice run.
Oh, respawn. Okay. This is kind of exciting. This is not too shabby. Run! Ah, there's a guy shooting stuff at me. I killed him. Shooting things from far away. I hate these friggin' green fireball skull things. They're just raping me.
You really are a worthless corpse.
That minigun reminds me of certain weapons from Ascent, if you've ever played Ascent before.
Yeah. Okay, I think I'm actually doing okay.
I'm going to take care of one quick thing and move to another machine. I'll be back in about 5 minutes.
Alrighty.
At most.
This is pretty cool. Like some big, like Colossus Atlas looking guy throwing globes at me.
Thank you.
That was a quick 5 minutes. I've just realized Sin would be very fun to play on the show sometime.
Oh yeah?
Do you have a copy of that?
I don't think so.
You can actually, they do actually have it on the Steam store.
Let me just see if I can adjust something here really quickly.
My levels are terrible and I'm taking care of that right now.
There we go.
I'm guessing that's at least marginally acceptable.
Hey, it sounds fine to me.
Okay.
Unlimited ammo for the duration of this arena. Nice.
Nice.
I'll take it. Whoa! So many skeletons attacking me right now, it is ridiculous.
I'm reluctant to say this is the case, but I think I may have actually seen my friend Jeff play this once when he was over here.
Oh yeah? It's pretty cool. Oh, I just got knocked down by a big guy. I am trapped, and now I'm dead.
Just one life left.
Shooting me! I hate these projectile attacking people. Whoa! Oh, that's great. Thank you, Steam menu.
Oh, did you press the magic keystroke?
Apparently.
Those guys sounded really unhappy to have you there.
Yeah. I should give you a copy of this so we can play it together.
Hmm. Yeah, we could do that. I'm actually across the room from the game machine I normally use for gaming, but...
It's pretty simple. The controls and all. Let's see.
Well, if it'll run on a GeForce 320M on a Mac.
You gotta run it in Windows.
Yeah, I would have to be across the room then.
But yeah.
Speaking of games in Steam, you might want to actually... I still say it would be fun to play Sin. Very audio heavy.
Which account? The home account?
I would send it to home, and then I can actually get at it easily later.
But you should download it now. Then maybe we can play it.
That I can do.
There we go.
Thank you much.
Let's see. I gotta look at all the, like, the freaking gift games I have available on Steam. I should give some away on the show or something. Alright. Let's see.
I keep realizing it's already been a year since you got me D3 for my birthday, and I was like, holy cow, has it really been a year? Where the hell has the past year gone?
I don't know. See, now here's the thing, like, so what... Okay. I see. Now I'm looking at these oaths. Let's see. Serpent. Less effective health pickups. Bonus 10% XP and 15% gold. Okay, I see. So it's like you can nerf yourself to get more XP and gold. Thief. Player has no armor. Bonus 30% XP and 30% gold. Yeah, I think I'll stick with the regular, So now, can I, like... I'm looking through, like, skins and stuff, I guess.
There we go, the desktop is rebooting into Windows.
Cool. See, I can't get anything even because I don't have any levels, because I can't even beat a single level. I think the idea is that this is supposed to be multiplayer. I can't talk. Multiplayer.
Ooh.
I don't think it scales to one player very well.
Huh.
Alright, let's try this again.
Sanctuary.
Projectiles.
I'm going to force that desktop to start downloading.
Cool. Understand that. I have no ammo. I can't move. What? Like, it's just impossibly difficult. I don't get it.
What are you doing?
I have no fucking idea. I want to not use the shitty shotgun. I know that much.
Test of faith complete.
Okay.
Grudge.
Creatures attack each other and friendly fire is active. Could be helpful.
Silly Windows install is still waiting for Steam client to start.
I'm doing better than last time.
God mode.
Oh. Well, that ought to help.
Less than a gig free of disk space, so I had to actually, I had to uninstall Fear 3 to We've had that discussion before, no major loss.
Yeah. Well, I am a fan of, of this, like, mode that it gave me. Random god mode every few seconds. That makes this much easier. There is like a seriously ugly big monster coming out. Oh, this is the one that spawns these insects, huh? I see. Skeletal archers, huh? With frost arrows, just what I need. Die!
Test of faith complete.
Yay! Alright, this is pretty exciting. So many bad guys to fight. Oh, there's some more armor. Let me go get that before I move on to the next area. Let's see. I'm going this way.
Dice.
Aha. Uh-huh.
I may get disconnected here for about 5 seconds.
Right.
I'll be right back if I do.
Shit.
Hey, that's pretty darn good for it transitioning between Ethernet and Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Audio went away.
Terrible.
test of faith complete.
That was close. It's a tough one. This is exciting. Let's get this extra health.
Lightweight.
Huh. Enemies are light as a feather. Wonder what that means. Well, I certainly can't knock them back with bullets any more than before, so I'm not sure.
Test of faith complete.
Allow me to just say it's very nice to have a random extra MagSafe connector available on my desk.
I don't know what's about to happen. Uh-oh.
Shroud.
A thick fog covers the battlefield. Oh, great. See if you can join my game.
My machine is rebooting for Windows updates. I'll see if I can join in once it's done.
Hades will control your soul for eternity.
Well, I guess I lose again. Has been fun, and I think we'll call it on the show today. Some entertaining things, and tune in next time for more MIDI Music Adventure Show. Maybe
Yay.
We'll continue Runaway, maybe we'll play some co-op things, who knows. But that's it for today. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.